to a wedding the other day, and it was so beautiful, even the cake was in tears. It was a wedding for two antennas. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was great. Okay. Set the standard low and then go from there. Have you ever recognized when you go to the grocery store, they have all the foods divided up, which is really kind of neat, you know. If you're looking for vegetables, you know where to look, if you ever do that. If you're looking for vegetables or if you're looking for tomatoes or corn or whatever, it's all divided up into sections that where you can find what you're looking for, which is really nice, because if I go in there looking for Spam, I don't want to have to look through the health food or the vegetables or the fruit. I can go straight to the processed, manufactured, imitation meat products and find my Spam. It helps. If you go to Sears, you don't have to look at all the refrigerators. If you're looking for shoes, you don't have to go over to the wander through the men's department. If you're looking for a treadmill, so they got all this stuff divided out where you can find it easily. Unless you go to Big Lots. If you've been to Big Lots, it's a little more risky there, you know. You kind of have to wander the aisles to find what you're looking for. Well, I would suggest that church is a lot more like Big Lots than it is like Kroger's, because there's a lot of confusion and messiness. And anytime we have people involved, that's what happens. So there is this is not a rope. This is a line, L-I-N-E. And just for those of you who don't know how to pronounce it correctly, this is a line. And so in our lives, we have these divisions. You know, in the supermarket, that's okay, or at Sears, that's all right. But in life, we do that too. We have these lines that separate us, that divide us from other people. You know, and some of those people are things people tell us, that you don't need to be across that line with other people. You don't need to be across that line with people who are different from you, who don't look like you. And so if we cross that line, sometimes there are repercussions, there are consequences. And so we stay on our side of the line. Sometimes those lines are about our own fears, because we don't want to be with people who are different from us. We like people who are familiar. We like Alabama fans. We like people, especially on the day after, whatever. We like people who have the same interest as us. We don't want to be in places where we feel uncomfortable. So our fears keep us on this side of the line. Thank you. Sometimes we stay on our side of the line because our society tells us. Sometimes it's our families who tell us where we need to stay. Don't cross that line. Don't go to that place. Don't do that thing. Don't be with those people. And so our families, sometimes even our churches, can tell us to stay on this side of the line, that this is where we need to be. And so there are all these lines that are in our lives. Some of them we choose. Sometimes I choose them. Sometimes other people put them in my life. Sometimes I just stay here because it's more comfortable. And there are also circles in our lives. This is not a hula hoop. This is a circle. And what is a circle? A circle is a line that has been drawn around us. And so we have these circles that we stay in, because that's comfortable. We know the people inside the circle. We are familiar with these surroundings. And so sometimes those are ones that we grow up in. Sometimes those circles have to do with what we look like, whether it's our skin color, or it has to do with the way we dress or the places we go. So we find those circles that we stay in. And then again, there are those circles that other people tell us to stay in. We might not like it, but we know that if we step outside the circle, that people will criticize us or they'll make fun of us, or they will not let us back in. And so we have all these circles and these lines in our life. And you know, being inside a circle is pretty neat, isn't it? We all want to belong. We all want to be part of something. We all want to be included. The problem becomes that whenever there's an inside the circle, there's an outside the circle. And whenever there's a line drawn and I'm on this side of it, there are people who are on the other side of it. And we all know what it feels like to be rejected too, don't we? We really like it when we belong and when we're inside. But the problem is when we're on the outside, when we are rejected, when we are told that we don't belong. And we've all felt that. Whether it was when you didn't make the team at school, or that girl or guy you wanted to ask out or asked you out and you got told no. All those, and maybe some more serious ones, you know, if a spouse decides that we no longer want to be together, if your children become estranged from you, if that job decides that you're not good enough. We all know what rejection is like. We know what it's like not to be accepted, not to belong, not to fit in. And that's the problem with lines and circles. And this morning we're talking about the story of John and the woman at the well in chapter 4 of John. And if you remember the story, Jesus is going through Samaria. And the Jews and the Samaritans really had a lot of differences. There was a huge line drawn between them that nobody dared cross. If you were a Jew, you did not want to be associated with Samaritans. And if you were a Samaritan, you didn't really want to associate with Jews. But Jesus goes through Samaria, and he stops at the well. And the woman comes out, if you remember the story, and Jesus asks her for water. Jesus takes a huge step across the line and out of his circle to talk to this woman. Because Jesus was the ultimate insider in that situation. He's a man. He's a kind of famous. He's a Jew. He has all the power, and she has none. And Jesus goes across the line and out of the circle to talk to her. Jesus goes out of his way to find her at the margins of society. And Jesus treats her as a person, not a project. She's not there to be fixed. He's there because he loves her. He cares about her. And he recognizes her in that moment, before she ever responds to him, worth and value. This is someone that he encounters with authenticity. And he begins to talk to her. And if you read that conversation, he's kind of, you know, teasing and pulling her in. And she's kind of, kind of giving it back to him a little bit. She's kind of, you know, a sassy lady here. She's like, you know, you're a Jew. You shouldn't be doing this. And he says, well, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water. And so he kind of has this mystery there. And she says, oh, so you think you're better than Jacob, who gave us this well. This was the best he could do. And you're saying you're better than him? And Jesus says, if you knew who I was, you would know. I am better than Jacob. I'm kind of a big deal. And she says, you know, us Samaritans, we worship over here. And you Jews, you worship over there. Which is kind of like a huge bomb she drops in this conversation. She kind of says, well, did you vote for Trump or Clinton last time? Are you for or against abortion? I mean, this is the issue that divides them. And she just steps right in the middle of it. And Jesus says, yeah, we got differences. Jesus doesn't pretend that everybody's exactly alike. He doesn't act like it's no big deal. But even then, he invites her into something better. He says, you Samaritans do that, and we Jews, we do this, but a new thing has now come. Now God is looking for people who worship him, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from. People who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And so Jesus, you know, we think about this story, and Jesus steps out of so many circles and across so many lines to get to this woman. It is a miracle. I mean, we just can't believe or understand what he has done to do this. But you know, it's nothing compared to what he's done to step into your life and into mine. I mean, we were strangers. We were aliens. We said it this morning, we were far away from Jesus. We were so far away that the Word says that we were enemies. And while he stepped out of those circles to reach that woman, we can't imagine how far he has come, because this is where I am. This is how far away we were. We are. We're not even in the same building as him. We're not even close enough to speak for ourselves. We were so far away that the Word had to become flesh to find us. We didn't even know that we were lost, that we were enemies. And Jesus crossed all the lines, and he stepped across all the circles in order to find us, to bring us home, to make us his own. Can you imagine being loved that much, that he would give his only son so that we could know that we are his? And then he dares us to do the same thing, to take all the lines and all the circles out of our lives. Believe that we can come to this table and be welcome. And to believe that every other person in this room can come to this table and be welcome. And then to hear him say to us, in those words to his disciples, go and make disciples of every single person you meet. There is nobody on the other side of the line. There is nobody outside the circle of God's grace. He has made a circle that encompasses us all. We are all welcome. We are all invited. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have sought us when we were lost. That while we were still enemies, Christ died for us. That you stepped out of the circle of your own being in order to be with us. That you went through Samaria and you sat down at a well and you talked to a woman and you accepted her and invited her into a new life. And we thank you that you have found us, that no matter how far away we may be, no matter how different or awkward or weird or strange or broken we may be, that you step across every line, out of every circle, in order to find us and include us in this life of worship that you desire for us. So this morning, Father, as we come to your table, remind us there is nothing that separates us from your love. There is nothing in life or death, not in heaven or on earth, no power or principality, that there is nothing that can separate us. No line has been drawn that can keep us from your love. And Father, remind us that every person who comes with us is just as welcome, and that every person we encounter is welcome. Send us out into those margins. Help us to cross all those lines, to step out of our circles, no matter what that looks like or how it feels. Grant us courage to go and to tell others of this God who loves us, this God who dies for us, this God who lives in us. In Jesus' name, amen. As we come to communion this morning in the United Methodist